The Sentry put out an alert where an investigation conducted by the Sentry is profiled, where we found two very well-connected South Sudanese businessmen appear to be skirting U.S. sanctions by opening new companies where their wives and family members are the shareholders, where it appears from all of our investigation that the true beneficial owners of these companies are actually the people who have been sanctioned. And these new companies that have been incorporated have been awarded billions, I mean, billions with a B, of dollars worth of contracts.
Some people are suggesting that perhaps you should bring it to the attention of the Justice Department to investigate some of your findings. Talk to me about this.
Well, yes. Everything that the Sentry does, when we collect evidence, one of our purposes is to share it with anyone who can do anything with it. So yes, this information is being shared with the U.S. government. And of course, our hope is that if their investigation solidifies and validates the investigation done by the Sentry, that these new companies and additional individuals will also be sanctioned. And it would be great if the government of South Sudan would cancel these contracts, knowing that the contracts have been awarded to companies that are really beneficially owned by people who have already been sanctioned.
Is it because they have influence and they are connected to the powers that be, the reason why they are able to come up with the attempt to skirt around these sanctions?
It would certainly appear that way. We do know that both Kerr Ajing Atir and Benjamin Bomel are close associates of President Kiir and are part of his inner circle. And it would almost seem impossible for anyone in South Sudan to not know that these new companies are really owned or beneficially owned by Kerr Ajing Atir and Benjamin Bomel. So I think it would seem obvious that these companies were awarded contracts and these huge billion-dollar contracts because they are, in fact, beneficially owned by the individuals that are within President Kiir's inner circle.
You talked about the ability to open bank accounts as part of the effort to skirt around these sanctions. So what can financial institutions do in order to ensure that the sanctions are respected or adhered to?
Well, we hope that the banks will continue to do their due diligence and try to find out who are behind some of these companies, especially in South Sudan. And that not only goes for financial institutions, but for the companies doing business with companies in South Sudan. There's a video out in Egypt and in Dubai right now where there was a signing ceremony before between the South Sudanese government, a Dubai company called Sawana Diamond Trading, and a Mach 4 investment, which appears to be very possibly a muck for trading and investment. And one of the individuals at that signing ceremony was Kerr Ajing Atir. And so my question would be, did they do any homework? Did they do their due diligence to find out that they were signing a document with an individual who has already been sanctioned by the United States?
You are calling for the Global Magnitsky Act to be amended to ensure that family members of those under sanctions should be included. Wouldn't this be going too far?
No, not at all. Because, I mean, the whole point of sanctions is to deter really negative behavior. And in many cases in South Sudan, so much of this money is unaccounted for. The money can't be traced. Billion-dollar contracts are awarded to people within President Kiir's inner circle, and sometimes with little proof of delivery. So I think it's very vital that the U.S. government could take action against these new companies as we identify them so that it does strengthen the existing sanctions against these individuals and prohibits them from using the U.S. financial system to loot South Sudan.
What are the major recommendations you're making, perhaps to the U.S. government or to the Treasury Department, steps they could possibly take to address these concerns you have?
Well, I think it would be a great idea, and we would certainly hope that the U.S. Department of Treasury and OFAC would take a very deep dive into these individuals and these companies to confirm our findings and show that these companies are beneficially owned by the two sanctioned individuals. and then take the next step by adding or modifying the current sanctions to include these companies and these individuals, the other shareholders that are acting as nominee shareholders. And we hope that the U.S. financial system will also take a good look at who they were doing business with, maybe notify them and make sure that these transactions are not being cleared through U.S. financial institutions.